In this week's parsha, Torah opens up with a fascinating, simple, but yet intriguing phrase. Ile toldos Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham holid es Yitzchok. Torah says, this is in Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk 19, chapter 25, verse 19. These are the generations, the offspring of Yitzchok, the son of Avram. Avram begat Yitzchok. And the obvious question that the Mefarshim deal with is a two-pronged question. Number one, why does the Torah have to identify Yitzchok as Yitzchok ben Avraham? We've already been introduced to Yitzchok in previous parashios. Why the need once again to tell us that he is the son of Avram? And an additional fundamental question is why the need once again to restate Avraham holid es Yitzchok? Is it not obvious that Yitzchok is the son of Avram? Obviously, Avraham birthed or begat Yitzchok. So what is the Torah coming to teach us? And the Mefarshim go in all different directions. The Ramban explains, V'hanochon be'enai ki chozer ato v'hachel bi'av hayachas k'minag ha'kosuv. So the Ramban says that it's not uncommon when it comes to important people that the Torah will often review their genealogies in order to highlight their importance, in order to highlight their familial importance, their genealogical importance. The Torah will once again go ahead and restate that which was stated before. So although we know that Yitzchak is the son of Avram, and although we know that Avram is the father of Yitzchak, the Torah once again restates it in order to impress upon us the importance of Yitzchak Avinu. Rashi explains, quoting the Medrash, that when Sara Imenu became pregnant, many started promoting certain rumors. After all, Sara Imenu had been barren all of these years, and now it was after the episode where Avram and Sara went down to Gerar, and Sara was taken by Plishtim, by Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, not long after that Sara Imenu becomes pregnant. And so some said in a somewhat mocking way that, oh, it must be that Avimelech is the biological father of this child. After all those years, Sara and Avram are childless, suddenly she gets taken by Avimelech, she has a child, must be Avimelech's child. And therefore, Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash that says that Avraham Avinu made a miracle. He performed the miracle, Tsar Klaster Ponim. He made Yitzchok look exactly like Avraham Avinu, so that there should be no doubt about paternity. And therefore, the Torah highlights this paternal link in two ways: Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham holid es Yitzchok, in order to diffuse any type of rumors about the paternity of Yitzchok Avinu. And the Midrashim go in a few different directions as well. But one additional approach that I'll share with you. The Medrash writes, actually the Radak writes, V'yesh lefarish od, shahaya yashar v'ne'eman v'holich b'derech tova v'oiv lebrios, kimo aviv, shahakol omrim avahom holid es Yitzchok. And the Radak writes very beautifully, that when it says, Eile todos Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham holid es Yitzchok, what it's trying to say is that Yitzchok Avinu perpetuated the ways of his father. His father was kind, his father was a Baal Chesed, his father was devout follower of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yitzchok Avinu perpetuated each and every one of these Abrahamic ideals, to the point that when people saw Yitzchok, they saw not just simply a biological extension of Avraham Avinu, but they saw an ideological extension. They saw a philosophical, a theological, a spiritual extension of Avraham Avinu. All that the father had begun was ultimately embodied and perpetuated by the son. But the Rebbe of Lev Yitzchak Berditchev, which is number 9 on the sheet, highlights a very beautiful yisod. And the Rebbe says the following. The Rebbe writes, HaKlal k'siv b'Torah ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazara afa pi shegam yishma'a nolad mi Avraham afa pi kein hishtalshos ha'avos haya im b'no yihiyat tzadik yeh nikra zaro. So the Rebbe makes an amazing observation. The Rebbe says what was unique about the Avos, about the patriarchs, is that in order for a child to be considered a child of the patriarch, the child had to commit themselves to perpetuating the ways of the father. But if the child would not perpetuate the ways of the father, even though the child was biologically a child of the father, ultimately, there would not be that relationship between father and son. So the Rebbe says, so for example, although Yishmael is the biological son of Avraham Avinu, at the end of the day, because he did not perpetuate Abrahamic ideas and ideals, he's not considered to be the offspring of Avraham Avinu. So the Rebbe says something amazing, that really when it came to the families of the patriarchs, in order for a child to be considered a child of the parent, a child had to commit to the perpetuation of the ideas and the ideals of the parental entity. However, says the Rebbe, Ach, meha avos ve'iloch enokein. But this is only true by the avos. This was not true by future generations. Ve'in sarach la'asos shum pu'ula sheyihye nikra zera ha'av. Aval itza ha'avos ha'eshtalshos shalahem lo hayakein. Rak im yihye tzadik ye nikra zera ha'av. Ve'im lav eno nikra zera ha'av. If the child, by the patriarchs, it's only if the child shows the path of righteousness that the child would be considered a child of the parent. But should the child choose something different in life, even though there is a biological connection, the Torah would not recognize that father-child bond. And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, V'zehu haremez, ve'ele toldos Yitzchak. Perish Yitzchak osapo. The Rebbe explains that tolda, the concept of tolda, is not just simply generations. Tolda means actions. Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak. Yitzchak lived a life that was filled with righteous activity. Yitzchak lived a life that was filled with dynamic spiritual activity. Yitzchak chose to act on the ideas and ideals of his father. That's ve'ele toldos Yitzchak. These are the righteous activities of Yitzchak, and therefore, as a result, Ben Avraham. As a result of perpetuating the ideas and the ideals of the father, he was privileged to be called a Ben Avraham. Avraham holid es Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu set an example for his son Yitzchak to follow. Yitzchak seized the example of the father, creating the father-son bond. So therefore, says the Rebbe, Torah is not restating information. Torah is teaching us something beautiful within the parent-child relationship. Ela toldos Yitzchak. Yitzchak realized that simple familial connection or biological connection is not enough to root you to the Masorah, to the tradition, to the shalshalas, to the chain of your forefathers. To take your place within the Abrahamic nation, a person has to perpetuate the ideas and the ideals of the generations before. It's only once Ele toldos Yitzchak, it's only once Yitzchak chose to engage in a life of dynamic activity, then he was called Ben Avraham. Then he was called Avraham Avinu. And the truth is, I think this highlights an incredible idea in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, which is we know that each Jew is vested with two types of Kedusha. We spoke about this in the Tefillah class on Monday nights. Each Jew is vested with two types of Kedusha. There is ancestral or historical Kedusha. I'm Kedusha, I'm Kadosh, just by virtue of the fact that I'm a member of this wonderful sanctified people called Am Yisrael. Even if I do absolutely nothing, I still possess this Kedusha. But there's another, more unique, more personalized level of Kedusha, a personal or earned Kedusha. It's a holiness that's activated through dynamic life activity. And in life, we have a choice. We could simply subsist on our historical, on our inherited Kedusha, the Kedusha that we have not done anything for, but has simply been passed down through the generations. Or we could choose to find our personal holiness. The Torah tells us that Yitzchak Avinu chose the latter. He could have gotten by in life just being the son of Avraham. That would have given him fortune. It would have given him fame. It would have given him covet. But Yitzchak said, you know what? I have that ancestral inherited holiness, but I want to make something more of myself. And herein lies the greatness that the Torah expresses to us in a very nuanced fashion. How did Yitzchak Avinu take his place among the patriarchs? Ele toldos Yitzchak. When he did tolda, when he engaged in dynamic, positive, spiritual, holy life activity, when he lived the life that was meaningful, that was beautiful, that had meaning in every single aspect, then he became Ben Avraham. We should hope that in Mirat Hashem, we should have the same Yitzchak-like courage. Not to just simply rely on the holiness that's passed down through the generations. Not to simply rely and subsist on the merits of previous generations, but to find our own toldos. To find our own dynamic life actions and activities of holiness. And in doing so, create and cultivate our earned and personal holiness. A good Shabbos.